So let's get to the most important question about intelligence. If you're the head of the CIA in Iraq, how do you develop trustworthy contacts? I mean, seriously, what you have done in the NFL is you depend on guys that have given you good intelligence over the years. Isn't it the case that some people seem to always be on target, and those are the guys, those are your go-to guys that you stay with in regular contact?
Well, Nick, for me, some of it goes back to basic journalism 101, which is, just dealing with the facts of any story that you hear about or what have you, and then measuring your sources. And sometimes the great thing is always is if you get your sources to be on the record, that's the golden thing. But often they don't, and then it's a matter of what's their track record. In other words, have what they have told me, has it always been the truth? Has it been the 100% truth? And certainly, and then, I'm always suspicious, even when I get a call from a friendly source, or if they call me and they've told me some information, I will question their motives, because the motive is part of something you have to measure, too.
Well, as they talked to Jerry Jones yesterday, he said he was surprised. He actually admitted that he thought that their best bet would be Drew Bledsoe in the long haul for the playoffs as well. One more quote from Solomon Wilcott from yesterday's show about the fact that maybe it's not just Drew Bledsoe's fault that the protection schemes end up being the problem.
It's clear at the quarterback position. They need to look at their protection scheme. They need to look at protecting him up the middle, keeping him standing upright so that Drew Bledsoe can put his best foot forward. I think that Drew Bledsoe gives them the best chance of a winning ball game. And I think the fact that he's not mobile, in my mind, there's been a lot of quarterbacks who played a lot of games and gone to the Hall of Fame without being mobile, simply because they make good decisions and they can make the throw.
So, Chris Mortensen, do you think this is the right decision?
Well, I think it probably is. And by the way, I agree with Solomon a lot, because I believe it is true that that this has always been about protection. That was the issue going. The reason that this was discussed internally with the Cowboys all off season, because the issue was, okay, when Drew is protected, he's about as good as anybody in the league. But can we protect him? We got a left tackle coming off major knee surgery. Our right tackle shaky. The left guard, Marco Rivera, he's had back surgery. So the issue has always been, can we protect Drew Bledsoe? And if we can't, then is it time to go to Romo? And I might add one other thought on that. Listen, the mobile quarterbacks, Michael Vick got sacked 7 times by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's not always about mobility, but I will say this. The other issue with Bledsoe that you'll never hear them say publicly is they felt at the end of last year he was starting to see the pass rush. In other words, as opposed to feeling the pass rush, and that's usually a bad sign for a quarterback.
Well, and you've seen that in Washington as well. And, if I've been hit that many times, I guess I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
Joyner, as a linebacker, and you're looking at the mistakes, the bad decisions, very bad, rash decisions that Romo made 2 consecutive times in that fourth quarter. Otherwise, they would have been right in the game. What are you going to do to keep Romo from gaining any confidence in that first game back?
Well, it'll be interesting, because I don't think Parcells is going to give Romo a pass here just because he's young, because you heard him, I heard him the other night. He didn't give him a pass on Monday night for throwing 3 interceptions. He said, hey, he's been here 4 years. So they've been nursing along this process. So I don't know. Obviously, they'll play some to Tony's strength, but this is a guy who's gotten a lot of repetitions. As he played in preseason more than any backup quarterback in history of football. And so they're on the road. And by the way, people think, why start a quarterback on the road against the Carolina Panthers? Well, one of the reasons why they're doing it is for that very reason. Because the last time Drew played on the road in Philadelphia, the crowd noise affects your pass protection. Your linemen are always a little bit at a disadvantage in those road environments. And so that's another reason why Romo's playing. Now, I'll say this. If Romo doesn't play well, we'll see Drew Bledsoe again.